Many children are as fluent in cyberspeak as earlier generations were in Pig Latin. Some start on the computer when they're still in diapers. There are software programs that let infants poke at keyboards. To conclude her Tuesday series on children, NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg finds a private elementary school in high-tech country where computers are not allowed in class.
Starting in kindergarten, the children at Swallowtail School in Hillsboro, Oregon, spend their days reciting poetry, playing games, learning musical instruments, studying language, as well as reading and arithmetic. Through eighth grade, the children use no computers in their classrooms. Even though a quarter of Swallowtail parents work in high tech, the school is 20 minutes outside Portland. The administrator of Swallowtail is Lauren Sheehan, an educator. Lauren started the school 7 years ago when her daughter was in kindergarten. Tuition is $5,500 a year. Clark Folsom's daughter is a second grader at Swallowtail. His son has just started kindergarten. Both Lauren Sheehan and Clark Folsom believe that before they sit in front of computer screens, it's important for young people to learn what they're capable of doing without machines.
The earlier that you push kids into technology tools, you're going to shortchange them in some other areas that are just as equally important, such as emotional development, learning how to have a relationship with other people.
Mm-hmm. Are you worried that in those early years, their natural impulses will be stifled, their creativity won't be allowed to flourish as much as it might without the computer?
Well, we are concerned that their creativity and their natural impulses will be shaped very differently if they interact with media and technology. A child who watches a lot of movies or a lot of TV shows playing with another child who does the same will have a tendency to play perhaps very creatively. Maybe the parents have given them costumes and cloths, and they have boards, and they have broken machines, and they've set up a huge Star Wars, for example, play outside. It's pretty darn creative, and there's no denying that. However, if you compare that kind of play with the play from children who aren't watching a lot of television or a lot of movies, they play a whole different game. Hmm. They play something original and something inventive.
Ha. So they're not just imitating something they've seen. They're dreaming it up on their own?
They're dreaming it up, or who knows where it comes from, but they are doing something on their own, and it's original, and that's what is really striking to me.
Clark Folsom, you and your wife worked in the world of high tech for 2 decades, so you really are its beneficiaries in many ways. Why in the world would you decide to send your children to a school without computers?
Like you just said, we spent 2 decades in a high-tech firm that stressed intellectual development but did not stress emotional development and how to develop good relationships with people. Communication was done across the computer. There was very little human interaction unless it was absolutely necessary. If I had it to do all over again, I probably would have chose a different career because of the hard time that I've had in getting emotional development and satisfaction.
What about the whole idea of attention span, Lauren Sheehan? Do you think, why are you laughing?
Well, I'm laughing because in what we see at Swallowtail is a picture of a classroom of children working really hard on a watercolor painting. And you'll see the class can be completely silent and children's tongues will be kind of hanging out of their mouths and they'll be leaning over their paintings and mixing the colors together and they're completely paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't need to be razzle-dazzled.
Mm-hmm. But kids can sit for hours in front of computer screens, thoroughly absorbed.
That's so true. And isn't it phenomenal that after that, they can't focus on anything else? And they're usually pretty bored after they watch a movie, or they're usually pretty hyper after they've been watching computers or playing with computers. And it's as if they don't know what to do with themselves because their whole brains and their whole beings have locked into being stimulated from the outside by a machine.
Mm.
And then when the machine is turned off, it's as if their system has to take a while to readjust. And It looks like it's an awkward transition.
But computer literacy is really the coin of the realm in this 21st century. Isn't there the concern that they may lag behind other people once they get to later grades where computers are prevalent, if they wait until the eighth grade to really master it?
I would say no, that a reasonably intelligent child can learn to operate a computer very quickly. A summer course, maybe a year, and they can get caught up. It's like trying to teach algebra in first grade. Well, my gosh, why would we do that? They can learn it much more thoroughly and completely when they're older. To say that computer literacy in the early grades is a need is perhaps just an assumption, because we can see that the children who don't get it are catching up and they're doing fine. For us, the question is, are we helping humans develop to shape the world in the future? Or are we responding to somebody's economic need now and who tells us, well, this is how you need to shape the humans for the economic future?
I agree with Lauren 100%. To me, the computer is a tool that hands to you what you're looking for versus you having to learn how to work in the world.
You know, it strikes me every time a new technology comes along, there are always dozens of arguments in this world against it, right? I mean, there was the telegraph. People said, oh, it's going to do terrible damage. That's an awful thing. Then there was radio, film, television. Now here we are with computers.
Right.
But moderation is a good thing. And looking at child development as human development with stages is helpful, because we don't have to give the children everything all at once, and we then don't have to be afraid of technology, because we can see that it has a place in growth and development. Children maybe aren't just little adults that should be living a scaled down adult life, but maybe they should have a childhood that's different from adult life.
Lauren Sheehan, founder and administrator of Swallowtail School in Hillsboro, Oregon, and Clark Folsom, whose two children go there. Sheehan and Folsom realize that kids do use computers at home, if not at school. Mr. Folsom's daughter does, for instance. But they feel young people's home computer time should be monitored and limited. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.